You know you've got a comeback in you. When you take the next step, you're going to make it count. For your career, for your family, for your life. You can earn a degree you're proud of with Purdue Global. Purdue Global is backed by Purdue University, one of the nation's most respected and innovative public universities. This is your chance. This is your opportunity. This is your comeback. Purdue Global, Purdue's online university for working adults. Start your comeback today at purdueglobal.edu.
Step into the world of power, loyalty, and luck.
I'm going to make him an offer he can't refuse.
With family, cannolis, and spins mean everything.
Now, you want to get mixed up in the family business.
Introducing The Godfather at ChumbaCasino.com. Test your luck in the shadowy world of The Godfather slot.
Someday, I will call upon you to do a service for me.
Play The Godfather now at ChumbaCasino.com.
Welcome to the family.
VGW Group. No purchase necessary. Void where prohibited by law. See terms and conditions. 18 plus.
Homes.com knows having the right agent can make or break your home search. That's why they provide home shoppers with an agent directory that gives you a detailed look at each agent's experience, like the number of closed sales in a specific neighborhood, average price range, and more. It lets you easily connect with all the agents in the area you're searching, so you can find the right agent with the right experience and ultimately the right home for you. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
I'm late for a very important date.
Time is running out to score adult theme park tickets at child prices from Undercover Tourist. This summer, make your Walt Disney World vacation more affordable than ever. Escape into a place where magic has the power to transport you into stunning worlds and your favorite stories for less. Buy from Undercover Tourist, an authorized seller, and link to official Walt Disney World apps so you can add on Genie Plus and Lightning Lane upgrades easy. Book your adult theme park tickets at child prices with Undercover Tourist now and save. UndercoverTourist.com.
Welcome to the Taking a Walk podcast, where host Buzz Knight delves into stories of passion and resilience in music creation. Find the podcast on all platforms, including Apple Podcasts, Spotify, along with iHeart and the Podcast Playground. Now, imagine if you're an artist that releases a project in 1979. It fails miserably, only to be discovered years later. It goes viral and is now the subject of a new movie starring Casey Affleck. The movie is Dreamin' Wild, based on the incredible story of Donnie and Joe Emerson. And Donnie is next with Buzz Knight on Taking a Walk.
Hi, Donnie. How are you, my friend?
Good. How are you?
I'm doing excellent. I'm walking around my backyard here in Carlisle, Massachusetts. I'm watching a bunch of hummingbirds having a fight at the... At the feeder. They're vicious with each other. They're very territorial.
Oh, yeah, they are.
So, Donnie, walk our audience through your wild ride in life that is such an unbelievable story in Dreaming Wild.
Well, I can't do it in just a few minutes. I can only give you the summary of the film, okay? Which in theaters today, AMC theaters, possibly some Regal theaters as well, but 400 and some AMC theaters. So I want them to go out and see this film because this film is about faith, family, redemption, forgiveness, moving on, okay? Don't give up on your dreams. I wrote this, did this record in 1978-79 in a rural area, 13 kids in my class, so you can put the scenario there. Okay, 1,700 acres were lost because we put all our efforts into this album. It gets shelved because we never got anywhere with it. 32 years later, the record goes viral. It goes viral. It gets placed. Some of the big songs on the record, like Baby, gets placed in multiple films. It created the interest of Bill Pollard, Jim Burke, who did The Green Book. Leading up to about 5 years ago, they approached us to do this film called Dreamin' Wild around my family's life, my life, the struggles we had of getting the record out and losing the farm, and the paradigms between two different time periods coming together, 1979 coming together to 2011, and how I had to struggle with that. And now the film is coming out. It's unbelievable. Great music in it. Bo Bridges playing my father. Zoe Deschanel playing my wife, Nancy. Casey Affleck. Oscar winner, unbelievable actor. Walton Goggins playing my brother. Noah Jupe playing me at a young age. Jack Grazer playing my brother. New song in the film called When a Dream is Beautiful, which fits everybody about how they go through life, you know, and they give up on their dreams. Don't give up on your dreams. Your journey is your dream. Just want you guys to know that.
So were you at a point when this all sort of went viral and started growing, had you been at a point where you wanted closure of all that time? What was your mindset?
Well, I just wanted to move on. I wanted to move on. I didn't want to go back to that time period. I mean, I did and I didn't. I wanted to, but I had to do my best to wrestle with all that. And now that's what I'm saying about this film. It moves ahead. And it pulls people together, like When a Dream is Beautiful, the song, you know, that we wrote and sang together in the film. Nancy and I wrote together in the film, for the film, actually, specifically for the film. It just explains why, you know, you gotta bring both together and move on together. You know, you gotta have some of the past to go to the present and the present to the future. It's all that wrestling with all that, you know, leaving things behind and then moving ahead. I want people to go out and see this film. I really do. I think it's going to change their lives. It's going to give them a different perspective. The song is going to give them a different perspective, way differently, because to be asked to do this almost now, 40-some years later, it's an unbelievable journey. So go out and watch the film. Go download the When a Dream is Beautiful song. I think you'll be amazed.
What about your brother, Joey? What's his perspective on all this?
His perspective? Well, Joe... well, it was tough for him at first because he wanted me to go back to, you know, he's going to do the old music and everything. And I'll honor the old music, but you have to move ahead. And he finally realized that. He's doing his own music now. I help him. I'm helping me actually produce a new album for him. We've come to wrestle with this thing. Obviously, we're thankful for all the old music that has brought us up to this point. He's 100% behind me, and I'm 100% behind him, just in different time periods right now. Even right now, he's on the farm still, and I'm in New York promoting. And then I'm back. You know, we've been in L.A. working there as well, performing the songs. But he's on the farm, you know. He's always been on the farm. And me, I've been playing for 45 years.
So during all this, you never stopped playing?
No, I never stopped playing at all. I took it very seriously. I don't give up. You can't keep your chops up if you're going to stop for a year. It's hard, you know, 3 months. You got to keep playing as much as possible. Keep writing as much as possible, even when you don't want to. And I think I was groomed for this moment because there's no way I could have handled it when I was a younger age. I don't think I could appreciate it as much as I do now because I know how hard this takes to do. For different aspects of the film, production to lifetime rights, everything. I know how it works now, so.
I feel like at the time in 78, 79, when you guys created this, that your influences were kind of, you know, in that Pablo Cruz sound, maybe Hall & Oates, and maybe even a little Chuck Mangione kind of influence. Am I right about those influences, and what are you influenced by now?
Well, absolutely, I was influenced by all those. You know, you hear it in the record. You hear Bread. You hear Chuck Mangione. You hear Stanley Clarke. You hear a lot of things in there because I had one radio station that I listened to in a tractor in 1979. So I listened to Eddie Arnold. So there's country. Aspects of it too that I moved ahead as well, you know, because I grew up on Eddie Arnold, Hank Snow, Ernest Tubbs, you know, Lionel Richie, big influence on my life. You can hear that in the song "Dreamful of Dreams." And you know, even now, I'm influenced by other artists that inspire me, that move me ahead as well in the production that I've heard so far. You know, I mean, when you listen to The Weeknd. I love how the ambience and that's all filled in, but that's all old school too. But you're going to hear their influences here in the film right now that are kind of current as well. You know, when we did this last ending credit song, again, when a dream is beautiful is the title song of that that we performed and played for the film, Nancy and I. So you just got to realize that you got to evolve. You just have to. You can't keep going back in the past. I do old school recording around all this stuff. I try to keep true to myself.
Any regrets that you have going back many, many years? You wish you could have done something differently, whether it be, you know, about the process or with your dad or anything?
No, I don't have any regrets. I really don't. In fact, I'm taking those, you know, I got to remember I was only 15, 16. You know, I'm a kid. But in the process of recording, I don't have any regrets because you learn as you go. And I've taken all those skills now and brought them up to 2023, old school techniques that have been basically buried for so many years and not very many people understand it in this day of cutting and editing in digital that I know how to do. And I know how to do it at a pretty high level. So I don't really have any regrets because that's what's brought me here today.
And it was the record collector, Jack Fleischer, that really ignited this, right?
Yes, he was. And, you know, he looked at the album and he thought it was kind of interesting, you know, the two suits and that whole vibe. And then, and he showed it to a record collector and this and that and another record collector. And then it went viral. It went viral and then it got into tons of films. It's being looked at for other things right now. I mean, it's been in so many. The music's just transcending people's lives. I know this film's going to transcend a lot of people's lives as musicians, artists, as well as just hardworking American people or world people all around the world. That family, faith, redemption, forgiveness is where it's all at. And don't give up on your dreams. Don't give up on your dreams. That's why we wrote that song, When a Dream is Beautiful. You can get it on Spotify, by the way. It's dropped as well. You can get that today as well, the soundtrack.
Donnie, isn't it wild thinking about in today's day and age, if you had put that music out, you could have uploaded it to, you know, one of the platforms, YouTube, whatever, and it would have had a shot to take on a life of its own back then in that regard. Isn't it wild thinking about the shifts in time?
Well, I don't know if it would have been grasped on. Because, see, we've been integrated with technology that has taken us away from the feel of music for the last 20 years. Okay? And the underground following, cult following, was getting tired of that. Okay? And that's what you have to have something to pull you away from something to know what really is real, okay? And that music I did back then was real. There were one-takers on that thing. It's all about feel. It's all about just expressing yourself. And we've been caught up in all this other music and other art. And I'm saying it's not bad or whatever it is, but there's something to be said about purity. It's just being, you know, throw yourself out there and see what sticks and what happens. And they grasp a hold of that. And hopefully the film is going to show people that and give them hope that, you know, you don't have to be conformed to what you've been told or whatever. You know, you can be you and live your dream.
And the last perspective that you could maybe give, Donnie, for any aspiring independent artist listening to this?
Just don't give up. Be thankful for what you have. You know, all your gifts come from God. Try to live and be thankful. Don't be so hard on yourself, and don't be hard on other people while you're going through your art. Don't be so harsh on people that don't get you how your art needs to be portrayed. Just be thankful and have fun with your music. Have fun with your life because it's a gift to live here on this earth.
Hey, Donnie, congratulations on everything. I'm so happy for you.
Thank you so much.
Taking a Walk with Buzz Knight is available on Spotify, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Okay, round two. Name something that's not boring.
A laundry? Ooh, a book club. Computer solitaire, huh?
Ah, sorry, we were looking for Chumba Casino.
Chumba.
That's right. ChumbaCasino.com has over 100 casino-style games. Join today and play for free for your chance to redeem some serious prizes. ChumbaCasino.com. No purchase necessary. Void where prohibited by law. 18 plus. Terms and conditions apply. See website for details.
I'm late for a very important date.
Time is running out to score adult theme park tickets at child prices from Undercover Tourist. This summer, make your Walt Disney World vacation more affordable than ever. Escape into a place where magic has the power to transport you into stunning worlds and your favorite stories for less. Buy from Undercover Tourist, an authorized seller, and link to official Walt Disney World apps so you can add on Genie Plus and Lightning Lane upgrades easy. Book your adult theme park tickets at child prices with Undercover Tourist now and save. UndercoverTourist.com.
You know that feeling when you walk into your home, take a deep breath, and feel new? Well, that's what it's like to use Clorox Scentiva. Because Clorox Scentiva smells like coconut, cleans like Clorox, and feels like energy. It'll elevate any cleaning routine to not just clean, but also make every room smell like a tropical coconut getaway. Discover how Clorox Scentiva's powerful clean and refreshing scents can transform your space. Get yours in coconut or other fabulous scents at a nearby retail store.
With every CBD product claiming to do something different, it's nearly impossible to decide what's best for you. Lazarus Naturals pioneered the farm-to-front-door model of transparency where they handle each step of the production process to ensure quality, potency, and consistency. Scannable labels allow you to see the test results of your hemp batch so you can be confident in the safety and quality. Visit LazarusNaturals.com today. Lazarus Naturals, committed to improving your life as well as the world around you. Not available in Idaho, Iowa, or South Dakota.